Before our region received the federal transportation investment dollars. So this is quite important to the Corn PO. And this time, Federal Highway and the Federal FTA are already reviewing our planning documents right now. And besides that, they're going to conduct a site visit, which will happen on October 29th and 30th. So basically, next Tuesday and Wednesday. During that time, the federal government wants to know how the NPO is doing. So they will invite the public, the general public, and also the Corn PO's advisory committee members to participate in the process. And there are two opportunities. One opportunity is October 29th, next Tuesday, between 5 and 7. And it's in the MPC hearing room. And there's also a virtual option. So you're welcome to participate in that process. And if you have a conflict, and you can also, as the TPAC members, you also have another opportunity to participate on October the 30th, which is at 10, between 10:30 and 11:30. And there's also a virtual option. So you can just come to the MPC office or just join virtually and just let the FHWA and FTA know how well we are doing or how bad we are doing. And if you don't think our process is adequate, give them the recommendations, like what needs to be improved. So basically, you have the opportunity to talk to Federal Highway and Federal Transit face to face. So this is just to extend the invitation to you. You can either participate for the public meeting, during the public meeting on October 29th, or the advisory committee meetings or board meetings on October the 30th. So either next Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning. So this is just to extend this invitation to you. Any questions on that?
I hate to interrupt, but Ariel just joined. I think we might have a quorum now.
Okay, so I'm done with this with the status report.
Okay, awesome. And it does look like we have a quorum, so we can move into the action items. So we are instead of the roll call, because when I was doing the minutes, I saw that the roll call took up a big chunk of time in the meeting. Instead, if you could put your name and organization in the chat, or if you cannot do that, you can say it verbally. We can take attendance that way. I'm just changing the structure of that just because it took sometimes 10 minutes to go through the full roll call. So in the interest of time, we'll go straight into the agenda. So Armand, you can take over.
Thank you. First thing up is approval of the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I make a motion. This is Patty.
Thank you, Patty. Do we have a second?
Second, Ariel.
Thank you, Arielle. All in favor, please say aye or indicate by a thumbs up reaction.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it passes. Next up, we need to approve our July 29th meeting minutes. I'll entertain a motion. Patty, I think you just came off mute.
I'm happy to do it. I was ready for your second. Okay,
Thank you.
Armand, I'm happy to make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Patty, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ariel. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, it passes. Next up is approval of the September meeting minutes. Do we have a motion?
I motion.
Thank you, Ariel. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Bobby. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, it passes. Next up, we have the participation plan update. And I believe we have a presentation.
Yes, I will be speaking about the participation plan update. And then after I speak about it, we will be asking for an endorsement of this draft or of this final draft. So the participation plan is a required core MPO document. And this plan is used to inform and engage the public in transportation planning issues. And we create this plan with the purpose of maximizing public participation and the effectiveness of that participation. And so the last update of this plan was in 2021, and we have to update this plan every 3 years. So now we are updating it in 2024, and we are at the end of that update. So this plan does a lot in terms of instructing us on how to do public participation for our MTP, our TIP, and other products that the core MPO produces. So far, after the 45-day public comment period, we have not received public comment. We have received comment from TPAC, of course, and then also FHWA has also sent us public comment, and we made sure to address those. So moving into what we have updated in this plan, I'll just go page by page to get the overall updates. So page 9 of the PDF, we added information about the new revised boundary in the 2020 plan. We had not revised the new boundary, and that's because the 2020 census data had not been finalized yet, and we hadn't gone through the reapportionment process yet. So we've added that in this plan. That also includes adding our new boundary. So we've swapped out the old boundary for the new one. Additionally, we added information on new legislation, such as the bipartisan infrastructure law. And then we added a staff contact for if people want to ask a question or get more clarification on something. We added myself as a staff contact for that. Additionally, we also added BPAC and TPAC to the plan. So these two boards and committees, they didn't exist yet. So we made sure to add them into this plan. Additionally, we updated our participation plan goals and objectives. We didn't tweak these too much, but one of the major updates we did was at TPAC. Before in goal 4, it was CAC, but again, CAC and ACAP were merged into TPAC. And so now TPAC has taken the place of CAC within this plan. Additionally, we updated our measures of effectiveness. And so we have quantitative measures of effectiveness in terms of meeting attendance. And this is blank right now, but we did finalize the numbers of these. And so in 2022, I believe it was 20 meetings took place in an EJ location, 21 took place in 2023. And then so far in 2024, 15 meetings have taken place in an EJ location. And that is an environmental justice location. Additionally, we added qualitative information and qualitative measures of effectiveness. And we did that based on the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan. And so this is information that you can't really quantify, you can't really put into numbers. It was just our sense of the type of feedback we got back from people. So for example, one thing we learned in this process is that while we had the intention of going out and talking about the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan, a lot of people in the public, before they could understand the 2050 MTP, they had to understand what core MPO was. And so we kind of included that as a takeaway of that. If we're going into the public, we're going to have to introduce ourselves in addition to whatever plan we're trying to introduce as well. Additionally, we also added language on environmental justice and accommodations that we provide. And then also more language on staff contacts. We also added information about some resilience work that we've done and some of the committees that we've put together for that resilience work. Uh, We also added a new section on public participation in the 2050 MTP and just some of the strategies that we took in terms of doing public outreach in that 2050 MTP process. And then the final big update was updating the STIP amendment process. So that has changed, and we reflected those changes in this update. So those are the last of the major updates with the participation plan. If anyone is interested in seeing any more of this final draft, I can definitely scroll to whatever you would like to see, or if you have any questions, you can ask them now. But if not, we are asking for an endorsement of this final draft of the participation plan.
Thank you, Asia. Do we have any questions? If not, then we can motion.
I'm happy to make a motion to accept the plan as presented.
Thank you, Patty. Patty has a motion to endorse the plan. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye or thumbs up.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing and seeing none, the motion passes. Thank you so much, Asia.
Thank you.
Continuing down our agenda, the Title VI plan update.
I will be giving that presentation as well. So the Title VI plan is the Core MPO's non-discrimination plan, and that prohibits discrimination based upon race, color, and national origin. And so we use this plan to guide us on that process in terms of being inclusive and equitable in the way that the Core MPO operates. We're projecting to adopt this plan with the Core MPO board on October 23rd, just like the participation plan. So moving into the updates associated with this. On page 7, we have translated the Title VI notices to the public. And this notice to the public essentially notifies people of their rights under the Title VI Civil Rights Act of 1964. And so we have that in English, we have it in Spanish, Chinese, and we have it in Vietnamese. And I can get into why those specific languages, we have them translated into these specific languages here. Additionally, we have also added some examples of public outreach that we did in a lot of environmental justice areas. And also we discussed our public involvement strategies to ensure that we are following Title VI law and regulations in terms of how we employ public outreach. Additionally, we updated our language assistance plan and our language tables. And so we have to keep track of the languages that people speak within the Core MPO area. And that is because some languages might have a high number of people that don't speak English very well, but they might be comfortable with another language. And so we have to keep track of those language groups where there is a pretty high number of people that don't speak English very well, but they can speak another language group. And so in this case, it's Vietnamese, Spanish, and Chinese. So Chinese hasn't quite yet met that threshold of 1,000 people. That's usually the threshold for when you are considered a safe harbor language. In that when you are a safe harbor language, we have to start providing translations. But because it's so close to the threshold, it's only 59 off, we have started to provide translated materials. Another major update that we've done, with this is the minority representation tables, and that's where we record the representation of people that are Hispanic, African American, basically their racial or ethnic identity. And we do a count of how many people are on each board and committee. So this table is a little bit out of date. We've actually fixed it and updated the information when we sent this out and asked people if they're race or ethnicity was correct on this, and we received that feedback and we actually fixed this table. And then we will also be providing a percentage and number breakdown as well for that. And I think that's the last major update within this plan. But if anyone else is interested in seeing any other part of this plan, I'm welcome to scroll to any other section. Or if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you, Asia. Any questions? If none, we can vote to endorse. Do we have a motion?
It's a motion to approve the Title VI plan.
Thank you, Ariel. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Bobby. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye or thumbs up.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, status reports for the federal certification review.
We already talked about that one.
You're right. You're right. Then we can move on to other business, the bicycle and pedestrian facility study.
Are we going to do agency reports or? Should we just move into other business? Or we could wait till the end to do agency reports as well.
I'd say let's wait till the end so we can get through all the agenda and we won't have to rush anybody on that.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Yeah, go for it.
Sorry about that. So we're moving on to the bicycle and pedestrian facility study. Which I'll be giving a presentation on that. And this is just a presentation, so we don't need a motion on this. So CORMPO was awarded discretionary planning funds or PL funds to conduct a bicycle and pedestrian facility study. With the local 20% match, the total amount for the study is $300,000. So the goal of the study is to identify the location and condition of bicycle and pedestrian facilities, including intersections across the entire CORMPO planning area. So that includes all of Chatham County, parts of Effingham County, and parts of Bryan County. So some of the results of the study will include an inventory and map of bicycle and pedestrian facilities throughout the CORMPO area. And that also includes crosswalks in that as well. The identification of current network connectivity, opportunities for improvement, and the potential economic impact based on our bicycle and pedestrian facility data. It will also include the identification of safety improvements by using numetric crash data. And then also it will involve the creation of some type of system or database so that the results of this plan can be continuously updated. And that will reduce future CORMPO and member agency staff time needed to kind of capture that data and keep it up to date. So this facility study will aid in the 2050 MTP's goal of access and connectivity. Additionally, up-to-date data regarding bicycle and pedestrian facilities for the entire CORMPO area will improve non-motorized transportation planning and decision-making. And that's because we don't really have a large-scale inventory of the bicycle and pedestrian resources that exist within the CORMPO. So CORMPO is still waiting for the award letter for the studies that have been approved by the discretionary PL fund committee. So we're still waiting on that award letter, but we are working on the RFP for this process. And so I'll move into the RFP. We don't have to go into the whole thing. But part of this process is creating an RFP where we describe each task involved in the study and then the deliverables of that study. And so we are putting together a work group. So anyone on TPAC or any other committee member is welcome to join that work group. And the intention of that work group will be to work on this RFP and refine it, and then also oversee the development of the bicycle and pedestrian facility study for when that starts in April of 2025. So just throwing it out there to the group, if you're interested in joining this work group and overseeing the bicycle and pedestrian facility study, just let me know. You can contact me or you could say it now, and we'll make sure to get the right information to you. And that's the end of this presentation.
Oh, sorry. I'd be interested in that study.
Could you say that again, Bobby?
Oh, I would be interested in participating in that study.
Awesome, thank you.
You can put me down as well, Asia. It'll either be myself or another representative that I can send your way.
Great, awesome.
Also, I know obviously you have to wait for the award letter and the RFP process to be complete and whatnot. Is there a ideal date that you think the study will be complete by?
Well, Cody, correct me if I'm wrong, but the duration of the study is supposed to be from April 2025 to March 2027, right?
Yes, it's a two-year process. Remember, at last meeting, you approved us, you endorsed us to submit applications to the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee. In that application, we indicated starting date, April 1st, 2025, and date, March 31st, 2027. So in the meantime, we try to have the RFP finalized, released, and then receive proposals, review the proposals, and do the contract negotiation, and then select consultant. So we hope to have the notice to proceed starting on April the 1st, 2025, next year.
Thank you.
Yeah, Asia has already included the draft scope in the RFP. So for those of you like Bobby, Amand, so you can just review the RFP language, particularly focus on the scope side of things, make sure that we include everything that we want. For example, I think the Patty is representing the senior citizens. So in terms of the senior citizens, what do they want to see? So what kind of like safety features they will have as the senior citizens, the pedestrian facilities. So just give us those feedback so that we can put in the scope, detailed scope language in there.
Perfect, I will.
Thank you.
Is that when you guys can actually start doing the actual projects as well or no?
We want to put out what we want, right? And then we put that in the scope. So when we release the RFP, the qualified consultants firms will apply. They will submit proposals to do this study. So if we have a clear scope and clear deliverables in our RFP, it will make them understand more, I would say. So some of the consultants, they look at this RFP, they say, oh yeah, we can do this. Some of those, if we have the features that they don't think they can do, they might partner with another consulting firm or data collection firm. So if we are clear on our side, that will help them as well to respond to our proposal.
Oh, okay.
And the scope is on page 11 of the PDF that's attached to this agenda. So if you want to review it, you can just scroll straight to page 11. All right, that's the end of that presentation.
Thank you. We can go back up to agency reports then. Who are the agencies that will be reporting out, Asia?
So the agency reports are usually a bit informal. So, for example, if you are safe from life, you'll give an agency report on some of the things that are happening. So I guess the floor is open to anyone to give a report on what's happening at their agency.
Sure thing. Well, I can go first. One of the major updates with Healthy Savannah, as some of you may know, we are recipients to the REACH grant. That's Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health. It's a health grant that's focused on improving the health of low-wealth African Americans in Chatham County. We recently hired a new physical activity program manager. His name is Devin Frails. And so Devin will be a lot more involved with things concerning the MPC and the MPO going forward. And I think you'll see his name and his face a lot more often. So hopefully we can connect them with many of you on the call who are interested in improving walking and biking in Chatham County. And we can figure out ways to collab. But that's the only update for Healthy Savannah.
Thank you.
And with us, with Life, we did start a new program, well, continuing program called Living Well in the Community Program. We actually partnered with the African American Center with that. We're partnering with them to continue that program. We haven't officially started, but hopefully starting soon, a chronic management training program. It's mostly for seniors and older adults program. And we're also hiring a couple in the process of hiring a couple more staff members.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ariel in Chatham Area Transit. Just one update. Our board approves, will consider up for approval, which has been historically approved, to on tomorrow, our Cat to the Polls initiative, where we provide zero fare service on election day and general runoff if it is needed. So when we start to push that out, most likely tomorrow afternoon or evening, it would be great if you guys see it on social media and share it as well on your pages if possible.
Awesome, thank you.
This is Patty Lyons with Senior Citizens. We've got a couple of things. The first is we're restarting our volunteer transportation service. So I'll be sharing that information with all of you, but in essence, it's having volunteers who are paired up one-on-one to take older adults to do things important for their daily living, like going to the doctor's office, where they need some door-through-door assistance, and then they can stay with them so that, takes and then take them to the pharmacy if they need to. So I'll get you more information about that. And then second is we are starting a program called Daybreak Centers, which are for people who can't remain by themselves, and but it's to provide primarily respite for the caregiver, but they are for short-term stays. So like, so while somebody goes grocery shopping, they can leave their loved one at a center and do their grocery shopping and then come back and get them. And so it's new for us and it's a new concept. So I'll keep you guys informed and about how it goes.
If you have a lot of information about that, Patty, it'd be great if you send it to Life, because we deal with a lot of people that are in those stages.
Wonderful. I sure will. Thank you.
Kelso with Goodwill. Transportation related, no real report.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Public participation opportunities. Do we have any, Asia?
Do we see any public members online? No one from the public is online or in the audience.
I do want to mention, Amont, that we are probably going to adopt a new calendar for TPAC for next year at the December meeting. So right now, I think Karen and Asia were doing surveys for the next meeting. So we always do surveys. So you have some dates to choose from. But I think for next year, we want to have a like set calendar. So we can meet in those days, and then if we need to schedule additional meetings, we can schedule additional meetings. So, Karen probably will contact you about those. But we want to have some kind of agreement for now, so that she can start to put those dates on the calendar. So, do you like prefer morning, afternoon, or I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Which day, and then which week? Because for BPAC, they decided that they want to meet the Tuesday, the week of the TCC meeting. So what about the TPAC? Like, do you want to meet the week of the TCC meeting or the week of the Quorum Peel board meeting? Or, I mean, just to give us some kind of suggestion so that we can develop the schedule.
Okay. Well, yes, then I look forward to that calendar and that email. Then I know Mondays are typically pretty tough for me. And I usually have to move a lot of stuff around. So I'd be interested what the results of the survey comes out for the entire group.
Thank you.
And lastly, notices. So these are listed here and can be accessed online for you all to read on your own time. If you have any questions, then we can present them to staff either during the meeting or you can reach out through email after. With that, I'll allow the final opportunity if there's any questions or comments before we adjourn.
Oh, well, one quick question, Armand. Did you need me to get with you on that, on the calendar, the meetings and stuff, or are you able to do that by yourself?
Yeah, definitely. CC our vice chair on those emails as well. Why call the police?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, we may adjourn. Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.